This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm just a lucky guy, and here I'm about to tell you why. It's strictly on account of my sweet potato pie.
Sweet potato pie. Who likes that stuff? I was never big on that. Were you, Jay? You ever?
I am a person that believes that sweet potatoes should be treated like their russet and baby red counterparts. Don't sweeten them up. Don't put brown sugar or cinnamon or any of that stuff on it. Like, give me the salt, do the garlic, all of that. I love sweet potatoes, but not when they're sweetened up.
Not too sweet. Sweet. But naturally sweet kind of goes in.
Naturally sweet, yes.
Right. If you want to listen to our Food, Farm, and Family, the daily report is at foodfarmfamily.com. But today's, we have the beginning of what I'm going to probably spend a couple of days on here and there, and mostly in that venue, because it's certainly appropriate when you're thinking about what to save and what to throw away, or what to buy and what not to buy. Looking at labels, understanding dates, and all that sort of thing, an important ingredient to having food around. We know that leftovers are a big thing this week. And so I'll try to give you a steer in the right direction when it comes to that. But every day you could probably spend a few minutes learning about things, our connection to the farm, the food that comes from there, encouraging people to buy locally if they can. That's one of the things American Farm Bureau and the National Farmers Union have really stepped up. They're pushing that. And it starts at Thanksgiving, goes through the holidays, and maybe gives you the, this happened during COVID when people had no choice because there was no food in the grocery stores. They found their local farmers and found the way to find much better food for the most part. So anyway, those conversations continue always on foodfarmfamily.com. Jennifer Horn is here and Jay Kirshner is here. Quiet, right? We're being very quiet. Right, right, exactly. I have a plan. You know, there's, who is it who said, I have a dream? That was Martin Luther King.
Yes.
So Doug Steffens' epitaph, I have a plan. Yes, I have a plan. I like to read and learn. That's my plan. And listen to, as well as understanding what smart people have to say about various things. You know who's smart and who's not. Do you judge them by whether they agree with you or not? That person's very smart. He agrees with me. No, uh-uh. Try to surround yourself with a diverse point of view. A lot of people, this is one of the things that sadly has overtaken the radio, the talk radio industry. There are people who present the right way of thinking, quote, right, or the left, but there are very few. Jay and I are about to undertake, and Jennifer, see if I can squeeze a, we're going to squeeze a picture of Jennifer in. We're going to do a promotional thing that basically focuses on how we, with the attitude we have in this program, sort of turns talk radio upside down.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the talking points that we come up with here are often about the issues of the day that everybody's talking about, but not necessarily taking the same point of view. All right? So that's something that just, maybe that's too much inside baseball. But when I look at issues like the whole immigration thing, looking at the numbers, this is something that ought to be on our minds all the time, and it isn't because we get lost with a lot of different things. The number of illegal immigrants who are in New York City that have to be, this is one city. The city is paying to house 58,000 people a night that are there illegally. Imagine, one city paying the bill for 58,000 people who don't belong in New York, but they're there. Now, in terms of what the city of Los Angeles, use that as an example. Jennifer can weigh in on this. The last night in Los Angeles, the feed and shelter of the illegals, never mind the people who are homeless, but the people, this is a double whammy because about twice as much for the homeless as opposed to, you know, with immigration, the illegal immigration, $10 million a night to feed and shelter the migrants. Again, this is not the homeless. These are the migrants who are there.
It also makes you wonder if they allowed bidding, how much that number would be. Because
yeah, go down.
You know, I mean, obviously, the point is that there's a lot of people, but it also is the government bloat that makes money from this, because what's happening is that they've created a whole other industry creating services to serve the homeless or the migrants. So it's making people money or they wouldn't be doing it.
Right, let's go back to New York. So if you do the math for the 58,000 illegals who are there, multiply the services, the budgets of the city's fire, sanitation, park department, where these people, they have to have extra people on. But the cost this past year to the city of New York was $4.7 billion. By the time you add in all of the housing for these people that are illegal, what is being done to, quote unquote, protect them or give them what they need. Listen, this is not about me being a bad guy and saying we shouldn't help people. We are here to help. But we shouldn't be letting all these people in because we don't know who the heck they are, number one. And this is an old ruse, an old conversation. It's an old argument, but yet, nobody seems to be paying, or not enough people are paying attention to it.
Well, and also there are people who legitimately need help, and then there are people who are coming in to game and take advantage of the system.
Yeah.
And then there's that whole other element that you're talking about that are actually here to do us harm and that are here to smuggle in women and drugs and do nefarious, maybe even terrorism.
Well, so what about Governor Abbott as an example? There's a floating barrier. I don't know if you've ever seen a picture of this along the Rio Grande, because there it's kind of a clever. It was they didn't finish the wall, so at least along the border in Texas, somehow or other Abbott got a almost like a barge that you can't get around along the Rio Grande from El Paso all the way down to Brownsville.
Do you think someone sitting and listening to your show right now going, "It's a large barge, Marge"?
Yes, it is, Jennifer. It's a large barge, Marge. Yeah, right. Okay, so anyway, I'm saying this sort of collectively because there are those who are now swearing by Newsmax instead of Fox. And I actually watched some of it over the weekend. I'm at night when I'm pretty much done. I am done. I've had enough. Like last night we get done. I say we, Daisy and I get done about 8:30 working on the farm. So I came home, and I do, because of what I'm doing here, I like to think that I need to stay informed. Hello, duh. Now, it doesn't mean that I have to agree with everything that's said. I just want to know what's being said. So I turn to News Nation a lot. I did look at Newsmax over the weekend, and I was looking at some of the hyperbole, some of the promotion for some of the shows. I don't know who Carl Higbee is, for example. Do you know, Jennifer, who Carl Higbee is? Never heard of him before.
Not familiar. Yeah, right.
The only person that I see, Eric Bolling, I know, and I don't know why I know him. I think
he was on Fox.
He was on Fox, okay. And then there's Greta Van Susteren, who...
has been everywhere.
Has been everywhere. Yeah, but she's now...
I mean, literally, like on all the cable networks.
No, she has been. Yeah, exactly. So I just am looking at that, and I think, okay, look at all the promotion and stuff. The whole business of what we... the reason I was talking about Greta Van Susteren is because she was talking about inflation and where inflation has hurt... Because we are at a 40-year high.
Thanksgiving.
Oh, we sure do.
You trying to buy something?
I've been through those numbers Jay, how many times, almost every day, off and on for a month, I've talked about what the American farmer is getting versus what you're paying.
And honestly, it's probably still not enough to speak on. It's a very important conversation that we should all be having. And we even discussed the possibility of, you know what, it's a little bit too late now for Thanksgiving, but start thinking about it for next year's Thanksgiving. Do a farm-to-table Thanksgiving. There are so many farms in your area, and there are actually some brick-and-mortars. I'm not talking farmers markets, but a brick-and-mortar that's always there, farmers market that partners with a lot of the different farmers that are nearby, so you don't necessarily have to go to each farm, but they get a bigger chunk because it is truly with the farmer in mind.
That's actually very smart, because the reason we have so much inflation, what nobody likes to tell you, is because of the drilling policies of the Biden administration. So most of our so-called inflation is happening because you're having to pay more for gas and trucking stuff all over the place. That's why the farmers are suffering, because they're still charging the same amount, but all that extra money that you're paying is in trying to get stuff from one place to the other.
Well, let me give you a little insight into that. I don't buy new tractors, although I actually did buy a new tractor a couple of months ago because it had a cab on it. It was warm, so the guys won't be cold when they're working around the cows and feeding them this winter. But generally speaking, I like older open cab tractors, and I'm more likely to keep rebuilding them, putting new engines and things in them until they completely wear out, because it's cheaper. I don't like all of the things that are part of the regulations that make you put DEF into this, and, you know, there's all kinds of computer gadgets, and that's just, no, I don't want to do that. But in terms of what we are doing on the farm and what has been done, and, you know, you look at the various things that are part and parcel of what we're eating, how we're eating, where we make our decisions, what happens to the farmers. I bought a tractor at an auction last week in Wisconsin. And it's going to cost me not almost as much as I paid for the tractor, but I did the same thing last year. I bought a tractor on the Midwest and shipped it here. The amount of money it's going to cost to ship that tractor back here is twice what I paid last year to do pretty much the same thing. And that's really what's going on in the inflation department everywhere. So something to be aware of, I think, for sure. Not that we aren't anyway. 18 after the hour. Happy to have back on the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-500-2021. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-500-2021. 800-500-2021. That's 800-500-2021.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boys, it is a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
It's now 23 after the hour, social media time. A little bit of technology news sort of mixed in with it when we go into the social media zone in this hour of the program. Thought this was kind of interesting. Apple, Jay, is planning to adopt a new text messaging operating system, making it easier if you have an iPhone or an Android to communicate. How do you use, you have Apple, right? You have
like
an iPhone?
With each other? Yeah, I have an iPhone. I'm on iOS. My husband's Android. And I think a lot of people who have ever sent a group text message, and typically with iOS, you get the blue bubbles. And if there's an Android user on, it can sometimes mess up the group flow and the bubbles turn green. And there are certain things that if you like a text, it doesn't just show a heart. It has an additional text comment of like, this person liked the text. And it's just all unnecessary fluff.
Right. So a waste of time, in fact. And people are complaining about that. How do you suppose these people that make this stuff up, excuse me, how do you suppose that they get their marching orders? Do they really pay attention to what to how this stuff works? I'm talking about Apple or any of these other people that that make these devices. It seems like they're in a world of their own sometimes, and what they design isn't what necessarily is practical. It's just, it's what they like. Kind of reminds me of the guy doing technology at the studio in Texas. Yeah.
Well, and sometimes I feel like they do something that is working for a while, and then they try to reinvent the wheel rather than rotate the tires. And it's like what social media is constantly doing, how you and I, Doug, are constantly talking about Facebook, where, okay, it's working fine. Things are user-friendly. It's easy. And then all of a sudden they want to change the layout of something, or to do one easy step, now you have to do five steps. And it's like, that's not more time efficient. What's going on? And I think a lot of times with the phone stuff, who is it? Is it Google Pixel that has like a really good camera and all of that? It seems like each device or each company has a device that's really known for something, and some of those lines are starting to get mixed, and it's like, well, we don't want a monopoly by any means, but at the same time, can we just get a phone that, hey, guess what, it acts as a phone? Like, sometimes you're somewhere and all of a sudden the Wi-Fi is not working, the data plan's not working, you can't do anything with your phone except
too complicated.
Uh-huh.
Way too complicated. Here's the story of Queen Latifah using AI versions of herself to help people out. She says, quote, I have my concerns, but I want to use it for good. So it's A-OK as long as it's being used for good. Mm-hmm. So as we know, there's a lot of controversy around artificial intelligence, but Queen Latifah says she's putting it to good use by partnering with technology company Lenovo for its Evolve Small initiative, using her digital likeness to help promote small businesses.
I think that's a great cause, yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, small businesses, we need more. We have a lot of them. We need more of them. That's the backbone of our country, as I've said 100 million jillion times. So anyway, she's using it. She's the ambassador for their Evolve Small, which is their initiative to champion small businesses. She's signed on to be the face of select small businesses in six different major cities using AI customized ads featuring her on social media, billboards, that kind of stuff. And so you're liable to see her in Chicago, Atlanta, Dallas, Raleigh, Toronto, Los Angeles, her likeness promoting it. This is okay. This is good.
And this is something near and dear to her heart. She had her own startup business back in the 90s with her management company, and definitely was a startup, and then it became huge. Yeah. And she knows what it's like to sometimes barely even be able to keep the lights on and keep your employees paid,
for sure.
Feed themselves even.
Yep. All right, we're asking a question online at all the social media that we have at Good Day Networks. You can respond to holiday baby stories. Tell us if you or somebody you know was born on Thanksgiving. And here's Jeremy Wood, who says, I usually feel pregnant after Thanksgiving, if that's close enough. Right, no, Jeremy, that's not
food,
what we're looking
baby.
For. Right, yeah, we're not talking about food, we're talking about being el pregnante, for real, if you will. 28 after the hour as we continue here on Good Day.
Nobody loves their cable company except for internet access. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. To find what you want to watch rather than the several hundred channels your cable or satellite menu force feeds you, explore cordcuttersnews.com. It's a buyer's guide for spending less or spending nothing on television. Founder Luke Buma told me that for the vast majority of Americans, everything they want to watch is available streaming. The only reason many still subscribe to cable or satellite is live sports, and many team channels now offer streaming. Some cord cutters do end up paying cable size money, but what they end up with is 100% their menu. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller at the Calitrin headquarters. I've seen some things on the toploss.com website indicating that some people lost like 90 pounds.
You know, you have to start somewhere. So, you know, those people that have lost 90 pounds, it took a year or even more to get to that point. With Calitrin, you know, it's not going to be anything extreme. It's not going to be overnight results with weight loss. When you decide to take Calitrin, you are making a choice to better your health by up your metabolism through rebuilding lean muscle tissue, through overall helping decrease cravings.
All right, so what's the deal now as we head into Thanksgiving?
We've got a friends and family event going on right now. So when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're going to get 90 days free.
Check it all out, toploss.com. And don't forget, when you check out, use the discount code Doug for benefits, among other things, not having to pay for shipping. That's all at toploss.com. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Good morning. It's Wednesday, November 22nd, the day before Thanksgiving, and millions of Americans busy heading to the nation's airports right now to catch flights today. Others driving to their destinations, travel expected to break records. The U.S. military firing back at Iran-backed terrorists who injured several troops in Iraq. USA's John Schaefer with the very latest.
A U.S. military aircraft eliminated hostile forces by targeting a vehicle following an attack on American and coalition forces in Iraq. A senior official also said they're not certain about the number of hostiles that were killed or whether any Americans were injured in the assault on the Al-Assad airbase.
Turning now to politics, the 2024 debate schedule has been released. Here's USA's Lance Pry.
The first will be in Texas on the campus of Texas State University. The first vice presidential debate will be at Lafayette College in Pennsylvania.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paladi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And it's gonna be a good day.
I know it's gonna be a good day.
No, I bid you a good day, sir.
This is gonna be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
This is Miles Fisher saying that you should have a good day. Listen to my gramps on the radio.
Are you going on Thanksgiving Day to those family celebrations? Passing on knowledge down through the years at the gathering of generations. Here is the same routine all over.
Now 34 at the hour. There we go. Why do you... wait a minute. Hold on. Just a second. James. The rule here is that if we're going to play music about a particular holiday or something that we want to get people's attention, you don't play something that sounds like that. You play something that sounds like Applebee's, Chewbacca Pie, little, little, little. Yeah. Thank you. Crank that up. This is right. Throw those old... So here's the rule. Right, this is Doug the disc jockey with my hat on. Jennifer's dad and I were disc jockeys back when. And so we would tell you that when you come out of the news, you always come out with an up-tempo, upbeat song. You don't come out with... I bet you come out with something like that, because that picks... After the newscast, people are down and almost out.
So terrible, yeah.
Right. So let's brighten things up with a little of this and a little of that.
I'll make a note.
I know you will. Okay. Now, let's see. We have lots of things and not a lot of time. So let's see where we are here. First of all, let's celebrate what happens at auctions. I was talking about buying a tractor at an auction last week. One of the world's rarest blue diamonds sold at auction for $44 million at Christie's.
I bought it. Did you?
There's Jennifer making a big time at KRLA. Anyway, the blue royal diamond is set in a ring, and so somebody... They thought it was going to sell for $35 million. This just goes to show you how inflation even screws people trying to buy stuff at an auction. It's a pear-shaped blue diamond, 17 carats. So what does that mean? It weighs, what does that weigh? How do you carry that? What do you do with that? Is that something
you
would put in a ring?
You can have someone to carry your hand around for you.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. So there it is. Christie's announcing this huge amount of money. And when you think about where we are, there's this whole thing that continues the difference. And I think we talked about this, not necessarily Jennifer, when you were here last week, the whole business of what I want it because you have it. I deserve it because you have it. Why do you deserve it? Well, there's a lot of difference. You know, maybe it gets absurd when it gets into these numbers. But you know what? Somebody created that wealth with an idea. And they put the idea into play. And it became a successful idea. And I'm looking at another auction here where the same sort of thing, maybe it's more, you know, in terms of this blue royal diamond, that was mine. That wasn't a business, but a business was created to create the wealth to pay $44 million for the diamond. So now there's a vintage Apple computer that was actually signed by the co-founder of Apple, Steve Wozniak. That's being sold at auction. It's called the Apple One. And this is something first on the market, quote-unquote, in June. Somebody apparently bought it, and now they've decided they're going to turn it around and sell it, which is probably pretty clever of them. The computer has been restored to its fully operational status, comes with a custom-built case with a built-in keyboard. It's a rare commodity. So think about it this way. Back to establishing or creating wealth. They figure, by the way, it'll sell for about $700,000. Good.
Mm-hmm.
So if it weren't for Apple, think about that business. Think about what Wozniak and what's-his-face Jobs created, right? And well, they had nothing. They had an idea, and they made it work, and they both became mega wealthy.
This started out of a garage. I mean, really look at the basis, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, look at stores and stuff. Look at the light bulb that Edison made, right? Think about that and where it started and now what that patent is worth to the relatives of Thomas Edison, but he had nothing at all. Nothing. And you look around at LED lamps today and what, you know, they are, what that patent is worth. And then, you know, I'm around machinery all the time, so I know, even though I'm not a fan of Caterpillar stuff being made in China, they're beginning to move it out. Not a lot of the stuff that they're building is being made in Japan. Hello, bring it back here. Anyway, the sales, second and third quarter sales and earnings for Caterpillar have been very strong. And you go back, okay, where did this company come from? This was another, like some guy, like Harry Ferguson and Henry Ford were friends, and they worked one weekend Henry Ford was making cars, and Ferguson had this idea because there were these old steam-driven tractors, and he wanted to make a tractor that was small and economical, and so he and Henry Ford got together, and they made the Ford Ferguson tractor. First there were Ford, then there was Ford Ferguson, then Ferguson went off on his own. But this guy was a farmer, and he made millions for himself and his family because of what he created. He understood how the gearing, all that stuff. Somebody had to figure it out. And don't those people deserve to have the results of how successful their idea is? Look at stores. Look at Uber, the guys that started Uber. Look at, as much as I don't, Google, those two worms started it, and look at how they become jillionaires. And then what happens with certain companies that are online or they're out public, and I don't know. I just think that we get so lost in, the whole business of what people deserve. You deserve it if you've created it, and there should be no limits on it. Never mind what Joe Biden says about, we got to tax the rich. Blah, 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 blah. That's why, I was watching Bill Maher on Friday night. He says Biden's going to lose, and lose big time, mostly because not of his age, but because of his approach to things, which I thought was pretty interesting. I find Maher, even though he's an obnoxious, he's got a lot to say that makes a lot of sense, man.
Well, it's weird because I think the Democrat Party has gone so far left. Oh, now Bill Maher looks like the voice of reason.
Right.
So it's kind of weird.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right. I was looking at the countdown stories from last week. Sometimes when we're all together, Jay Kirshner and Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen, as we get together at the beginning of the week, looking back at the things that will have staying power, what do you think the Israel? I was saying earlier, Jen, before you were here, talking about how tired we are of the war between the Russians and Ukrainians. Such as the interesting thing is that it's not even in the top 10 for the last couple of weeks, and it had been for a long time for obvious reasons, but not. And then the stopgap funding bill, the amount of heat that Mr. Johnson is taking I tried to separate this out. Tell me if you think I'm right or not. Jay and I were kibitzing earlier. It may be that you're not a fan of his particular viewpoint, but you got to hand it to the guy. He just sat in the chair and figured out how to get something that would pass and got it done. So now these right-wing boobs, no drama, just pass it. Done. Over. So
I told you, I like the guy. I think he's solid, like, everyman kind of guy. I don't know. I like him.
Well, in this case, and McCarthy was pretty good at doing this as well, you got to figure out how to make it work in the face of the boobs who are on the left that are crazy and the boobs that are on the right. Didn't you tell me you interviewed Marjorie Taylor Greene, speaking of boobs on the right?
I did, last Friday, yes.
Right, you didn't get that.
I heard it.
All right, so tell us about that conversation, because you tease me all the time about the plane ride I had with her, but...
because you find her to be attractive, and by the way, she's been absolutely... in some ways, she's brought on a lot because she's one of the louder members of Congress, but because of that, she's been absolutely attacked. I mean, you look at any headline, and everybody is saying negative things about Marjorie Taylor Greene. It's crazy to see it. I did it before she came on. I just kind of looked around to see what was going on, what she was making news with. And, there are a couple of different people, like we could look at Matt Gaetz or we could look at these other people who find microphones. And you can make the argument that they're doing it because they want the attention or to try to further themselves. I actually believe after talking to her that she finds the microphone because she believes what she's doing is right. Mm. And so I actually liked that. I respect it. If you're going to be it doesn't mean everybody has to agree with her. But if you're doing it for the right reasons, like for Bernie Sanders, for instance, I don't agree with 99.9% of what Bernie Sanders says.
That's true.
But right. I don't hate him and I don't dislike him because I think he's real. I think he absolutely believes what he's spewing.
Oh, I agree.
And so I think that's You know what I mean? Like, and then you look at the members of the squad and you go, well, those people like being on TV. Maybe they can't be this wild. But with her, I actually feel like she believes what she's doing. And she, you know, she's looking at trying to impeach Alejandro Mayorkas. She's like, forget going after Biden. We need to go after the person who is failing at his job every single day because we can't afford to keep the border open one more day. And so she raised a motion to try to get impeachment articles filed against him. And a lot of the Republicans turned her down and turned on her to try to protect Mayorkas. And you wonder why, because he certainly isn't doing the job that he's supposed to do as Department of Homeland Security Secretary. So I don't know. It was an interesting one. I don't think that everybody's right when they like to just throw hatred in her direction.
No, I don't either. As a matter of fact, if you want to give Jay her number or contact, I wouldn't mind having her on this program just for the heck of it.
I'll send you the pitch. She's got a book out. That's what she's promoting.
Yeah, yeah, I know she is. But I think that I don't like to have politicians on because usually what it does is polarize the audience, and you know me,
yeah.
I'm not trying to do that. That's not what this program is all about. Although sometimes people accuse me of being polarizing when I talk about the global media. But there's a difference here. I'm polarized. You know, I was just talking about Disney and all the rest of them and, you know, what they're all about. I was looking at the list of big tech companies that have basically taken over the media, the news media. For example, Alphabet, think about the news and people, what they get. They own YouTube, they own Google News. The revenues last year were $151 billion for them. You don't think that influences popular? Facebook, the same thing.
Wow.
$70 billion last year. Apple, Disney last year had $28 billion in revenue. But look at this, look at how of the top 10 companies that own media, they're all big tech companies. All of them. What does that tell you? All right. It is food for thought. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. It's 48 after the hour.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
The hour, Good Day Health Time. Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack Stockwell here. His websites, ForbiddenDoctor.com and JackStockwell.com, have two separate and distinct purposes. ForbiddenDoctor.com helps give you advice on what to do with your body, that is, the things you should put in it. There are a lot of, there's a thyroid product that Jack has that goes well with their Lee enzymes. Those are two things you should put in your body every day. And then at JackStockwell.com, he gets into the theory of the Nuka chiropractic. He's happy to tell me that, what'd you do?
Theory, it's science.
Oh, excuse me.
Yes.
Choice of words.
Yes.
I know it works, and you're trying to get me. I wish I could get to you sooner rather than later to get a good, solid adjustment from you, but I just don't, time-wise, make it work. But as I said to you yesterday, when I felt awful, I got some kind of a virus, all kinds of things, you said to me that the flu season is coming on strong, the regular flu season. But after all this stuff is the same. There's variants. A cold is a flu is a flu, COVID's a flu, right? They're all viruses.
Yes, they're all different kinds of viruses. That's true. But COVID is essentially an upper respiratory cold or flu-type virus.
Right. And I don't have any problems with my... I'm not coughing. I'm not sneezing. I don't have any of the signs of COVID.
Well,
and
you were exposed
negative.
To COVID 3 years ago, like everybody else in this country was exposed to COVID 3 years ago.
Yeah.
We all have immunity to it now. And the fact that people are constantly getting COVID again and again, I highly question. I think it's a lot of the side effects of the vaccine, plus other kinds of viruses.
Yeah.
And some of these home tests that they use to tell you what you've got, any of 100 different viruses will show up positive on those home tests.
Well, you know what the test kits I have, I got last year when I was in Israel, and I didn't use them all, so I brought them home with me. And that's the one that I use. I think it's a little better than the ones that we have here.
They may be, but they should still be good.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Okay. There's a really strong feeling in our country. We learned about it when we were in school, right? The food pyramid. When we were in fifth grade, we learned that there were things we should eat a lot of and things that we shouldn't eat very much of. Your feeling is that because of big food and big pharma turning things around, that those dietary recommendations are now dangerous.
Look at the average American in photographs of 1950 when these pyramids came out, and look at photographs of the average Americans today.
Mm-hmm.
And you tell me where all that weight gain came from. You don't see this.
Bread.
Now, bread, grains, yeah. Primarily grains.
Yeah.
And way overdoing fruit and fruit juices. All the sugar-based stuff there. But the important thing is the food pyramid comes to us from the Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee. And of the 20 people
they?
On there, well, it's a committee that tries to decide what is best for Americans to eat. Well, almost half of the members of those committees are in direct conflict of interest with big food, big pharma, and the weight loss industry.
In other words, those are people that are on the committee.
You to lose weight. Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly. The weight loss industry doesn't want you to lose weight any more than Big Pharma wants you to be cured of your disease. Those are businesses that are kept alive by maintaining the status quo. The status quo is keep Americans fat and unhealthy. And that's exactly what the food pyramid does. So if you turn the food pyramid upside down, you'll get a much more
So that would mean we'd eat more fats and oils.
Yes.
And we'd eat more meat. And we'd eat
more
have more.
Meat group, more of the dairy group. Yes. Yep. The way our ancestors did when they weren't sick.
Well, the first Thanksgiving was kind of all about that. Wasn't it? I mean, I was speaking
well, tons
of
fish.
And,
they had more fish than they had turkey.
Yeah. Right. Well, they had wild turkeys. That was about it. And not much else. Yeah. So anyway, what is that? A word to the wise. How are we going to apply that to Thanksgiving this week, do you think? How should we apply that?
Well, watch the sugar. The whole idea behind cold and flu season is that we are sugared from Halloween to Thanksgiving to Christmas to Valentine's Day. And the sugar absolutely stunts your immune response.
One of the things you told me.
You're not going to stop it. Just be careful.
One of the things you told me about this virus was to have a lot of cranberries. Why cranberries?
Well, cranberries are, anytime we're dealing with women with UTIs, urinary tract infections, we're always using cranberry complex. It's available at Forbidden Doctor. And it has proanthocyanidines in it. In other words, a lot of women know that if they take cranberry, if they're having any problems with bladder infections, the proanthocyanidines create a situation where the interior walls of the bladder become slippery, and it's very hard for bacteria to hold on to it. Chlorophyll complex always helps with UTIs.
I'm on it. That's it. Get cranberries for Thanksgiving. Thank you, Jack. Doug's.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.